How is the promise of the Lord's return comforting, and why should it motivate us? Well, His return is comforting to us because at that time, all of the wrongs will be made right. Wrongs against us will be vindicated. Welcome to Life Words, Day by Day. James chapter 5, verse 7. Be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. Now, we should not wait patiently with a sick'em kind of attitude. When we have that attitude, we want ourselves to be proven right and not so much God's fame to be upheld. So we must be careful about this patience that we're talking about. We patiently anticipate the Lord's return because He is going to be proven famous and righteous. So in the midst of oppression, which is what we're talking about in James chapter 5, we remain patient. But the question can be, for how long? Well, James says, until the coming of the Lord. This doesn't mean that you can't try to seek a better situation in life, but it does mean that whatever situation you find yourself in, that we're to have the responsibility of worshiping and honoring God with all of our life. And then James says, not to grumble against one another, that believers are not supposed to grumble against each other. Well, why would a brother who is in an oppressing, trying situation grumble against another brother? Well, it may be a classic passing of the irritability. A father has worked hard all day under the close eye of a taskmaster just to find out that he was not going to receive his wages for the day. So he goes home upset at his boss, upset at his situation, upset at his position in life, and he just lets the situation overtake his emotions and how he responds and behaves towards others. He just lashes out at people who will not lash back. That's not patience. Another reason why a Christian might grumble against his brother is out of envy. Not only has he worked hard all day long under a heavy hand and received no pay, but maybe he just got word that his buddy did get paid today and has even been given advance payment. Well, why does he deserve that? I've worked harder than him. Don't they know that I can do a better job than he can? So not only do these Christians suffer because of rich oppressors, but now there's the potentiality that they suffer self-inflicted wounds. And many times the grumbling is to yourself or to your wife or to a close friend about someone else. It's still wrong, and we're still only damaging ourselves. And we groan and complain, and we fight among ourselves more so than fighting against the enemy. And when we do, the enemy just sits back and laughs because the sheep start acting like wolves. To combat this, we must walk with Jesus day by day in full dependence upon Him. After all, He knows how to walk through suffering fully and perfectly. As you pray today, please remember Michael and Ruth Poirier, our missionaries in Canada. And also remember the House of Life Word broadcast heard all throughout Africa.